Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Michelada Monday, and it's not a real Michelada if it's not made with Modelo. Modelo Especial, brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that's pure gold.
Man, wow, man, freaked out.
Buenos dias.
Satellite paper.
That's classic Whitlock.
Chargers.
Peace, Hello Kitty backpack.
Okay, second down and nine.
Well, you got a TV, buddy? Are you asking a question there, Ben? Are you asking a question there, Ben? Welcome to college basketball, buddy.
Youth baseball, barbecues, and golf.
Do everything. Feel nothing.
Good out, Vic, Petros, and Money, AM 570, LA Sports, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Another Flex Alert for us today. Got started at 2, so this is our final segment.
Flex Alert.
We're going to pregame, UCLA versus Bellarmine, the Knights, the Bruins. What a battle. Tip off at 5 p.m. right here on your home of the number 2 team in the nation, UCLA basketball on AM 570, LA Sports. Josh Lewin, our friend Tracy going to be on the call, and ought to be. Well, it's not a trap game. We'll leave it at that.
Well, and not only that, Matt, we even have more basketball action tomorrow.
Clippers Mavericks pregame,
yeah,
at 6:30. Tip off at 7:30. So we just get snipped a tiny bit. We get snipped by a half hour, but we'll start at 3. We'll go to 6:30, and then most importantly, P, Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, we got a full 4 hours to get it all in.
I don't know. I don't really have the energy for it. I mean, I'm getting kind of old, you know? I mean, I don't know. It's
you feel like we're at the point now where it's old men yelling at kids, we're too old to tell you not to go. You feel like you're too
old.
Well,
I mean, it's kind of been my message since I started doing radio in my early 20s, you know?
And I think a lot of people relate to it.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, it's been 20 years, and most of the people that are now our age, you know, they don't really want to go anywhere anyway.
I think that's most people in general, right? Like, I guess that's what my big question is.
No, it's not. That's the thing. We feel like that is because of our age. Because
that's who we are.
People want to do things. That's the problem.
They still want to go to the bars. They still want to do the Wednesday night. We're all getting together.
I no longer relate with it. So I can't. Like, there's no one around me that's like, hey, let's go. You know?
Well, we'll have a full 4 hours for all the pre-Thanksgiving accoutrement.
Yeah, I mean, you could do the recipe, you know. I mean, no one's.
I mean, that's something
that's relatable for all the old. That's fine.
Exactly. It's more applicable to it. Back then, I was a young man in an old man's game reading the recipe. Now it's just, right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah. Now it's right in the Hallmark channel. Call Holly Rod.
Let's go.
It's Danica a Modelo Keller, Michelada Monday on PMS. We can all get behind a Modelo and a Michelada. Everybody loves a Modelo Michelada because PMS is all about the Modelo Michelada. And while we're at home, relaxing after a long day of work, crack open a beer that's brewed with a fighting spirit. Modelo Especial. It is crisp, it is clean, it is refreshing. Modelo Especial is brewed with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that is pure. Hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsible.
And speaking
and
of our,
it would be responsible to do the normal thing, you know.
Yes.
Which is warn people about being together on the night before Thanksgiving. But now it's become a mixed message. It's like, well, why are you doing that? Because the pandemic? It's like, no. I've been antisocial long before the social distancing. So.
Well, you have been the throw your phone in the toilet.
Yeah, the message of throwing your phone in the toilet. Yeah, all those things. I just, I don't know. But hey, hashtag Modelo USA. Please drink responsibly, especially
indeed
on Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. Okay, it is time for the final hour fun fact.
It's fun in effect. It's the hour three.
Fun fact.
Did you know, as we are your strongly worded letter customer complaint show of record, now that Horowitz isn't in the game anymore, oldest known customer complaint goes back to 1750 BC.
Wow.
A stone tablet where a customer is filing a grievance that the copper, which he purchased from merchant Ea Nasir, was of the incorrect grade, and he would like to have his purchase or trade or whatever the hell it was, his barter rectified. Pretty wild.
Quick hits are all written down by Kate.
The PMS quick hits. I'll make it quick, y'all. Oh, yeah!
Monday Night Football, Giants, Buccaneers. You heard the Tom Brady, the Antonio Brown vax card chef on a little earlier with Rogan and Rodney. You can listen to that on the iHeartRadio app.
Immediately. What a score.
The guy was in Toluca Lake. He knew Fred. You can listen to the game on AM 1150. Rob Gronkowski is listed as questionable, but is expected to play tonight against the Giants. As long as he has his fake vax card, he'll be fine. And this Thursday, hey, you're the one that first told the story on the show.
Right? We were ahead of the curve on that one, and somehow Fred secured, I know him. He's a fan.
This Thursday, we have an NFL triple header for you here on AM 570. We got some MLB news.
Well, you got David Ortiz, A-Rod, Ryan Howard, Tim Lincecum. They are included in the 13 first-time candidates on the Hall of Fame ballot for the BWAA, the Baseball Writers Association of America. There are 17 holdovers, which includes the Royds crew, Bonds, Clemens, and they will make their 10th and final appearance on the ballot, along with Curt Schilling, who was not suspected or accused of being a Royd guy, just turned into a pretty much a giant a-hole who said all the writers were weenies and he hates them all and F you and F you and you're cool, but F you. He was just 16 votes shy of getting 75% last year. Bonds was on 61%. You need 75%, so he doesn't look like he's going to get close, nor is Clemens at 61.6%.
We better get Hartman on to really break it down. Yeah,
Hall of Fame talk. What are we going to do here? What is that? What about the vet committee? How do they backdoor this, Steve? Tell us. And what's your Heisman ballot right now?
Yeah. Clippers, they host the Mavericks tomorrow night here on AM 570 LA Sports. Matt, the Lakers are a frustrated group, socking people in the face. Sockface 2000.
Oh, listen, if there's anything I can do to lead this team, it's going to throw my elbow right into the corner of the eye of this 19-year-old rookie. What the hell? Let's see if this will motivate this group, because we're down by 15 against the freaking Pistons. And, well, it worked. LeBron taking some incoming. 30 play. 30 pool is what the people are saying when it comes to that elbow.
He's been playing for 19 years. He doesn't have a history of Sockface 2000. But he did it last night, and it was really bad. And that dude freaked out because he got hit in the face. And there are some guys that they get hit in the face, and they do exactly that. They flip out. So
exactly. The old Mike Tyson, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the face. This is the exact opposite.
Everybody's got a plan until
Isaiah
you punch
Stewart
the wrong
was content,
guy.
Yeah, to just play basketball. But then he got punched in the face, and that's when the plan came into effect. I'm going to kill that man.
He flipped out. So what are you going to do? But, Matt, you got the dead guy birthday of the day.
Well, we are your gearhead show of record, and it's not even close. So
no,
we got to celebrate
tomorrow.
Right? Hell of a race. We got to celebrate the nation's first ever chief of design in the automotive industry, and for that matter, the first executive in that category in any major American industry before the artistic and creative types were thought to be weirdos and crazies. Well, Harley Earl would have been 128 today, and he changed all that. Born right here in Hollywood, followed his pops into the family business. His dad was a coach builder, horse-drawn vehicles, and when literal horsepower gave way to figurative horsepower of the mechanical sort, his dad adapted. Opened Earl Automotive Works and started building car customizations and bodies. Harley went to Stanford with his big brain, but he wanted to work with his hands next to his pops. So he dropped out, joined up with dad. Their specialty, movie stars. They would get the chassis and all of the mechanical components sent to them, and then they would design a body for the vehicle. That's how they did it way back in the 20s and 30s. And they would separate the Hollywood stars from us common folk. Fatty Arbuckle was one of their most famous clients.
Murderer.
And Harley was really good at it. Earl Auto Works was getting too popular, so Big Dog Don Lee, that owned all the Cadillac dealers in L.A., bought him up to profit from their business. But more importantly, he wanted to get his hands on Harley Earl. Named him the director of their custom body shop, wanted all that Hollywood clientele. And then the general manager of Cadillac, on a trip to California, met Harley Earl at Lee's dealership and said, yeah, you don't get to keep this guy. We're bringing him to corporate. And dragged Earl back to Detroit to run the LaSalle component of Cadillac's business. And it was great success. And that convinced the real big dog, GM president Al Sloan, to create the art and color section of General Motors and named Earl as its first director. Prior to that, bit of brilliant intuition and vision. Automobile manufacturers in America, they didn't give a crap about the appearance of automobile bodies. It was all about the engineers. They put little thought into how cars looked. Everything was in the functionality of the vehicle. Earl did not get off to a good start. His conceptual ideas were rejected by the engineers and execs as flamboyant, as unnecessary. The engineers took shots at him, called him the leader of the pretty picture boys, and his design studio was called the beauty parlor. He was the first to use clay modeling. He did the wraparound windshield, the hardtop sedan, two-tone paint. He totally changed the way American cars looked. They were boxy and tall. Earl stretched them out, made them long and low, and it was working. And to ensure there was no confusion about his importance to the company, Sloan promoted him to VP, made him the first styling person to ever be a vice president of a major corporation. Just other things he was responsible for, the annual model change, so saying you had a 33 versus a 34 Cadillac, and he would just do these subtle tweaks because, you know, it would help push new car sales, but also keep their used vehicles to have the highest resale of any American automotive make. And he also said, don't do radical styling choices because then you'll alienate too many people. Seems normal today, but back then I guess it was a big deal. He did the wings, you know, the Cadillac's famous wings from the 50s. That was his design, the tail wings.
The tail fins,
there above
yeah.
the tail lights. That was him. He also was the man that created Project Opel. And got Chevy. That was after he saw those road racing circuits after World War II in Europe and said, we need a sports car. So he met with Ed Cole, the guy that ran Chevy, and said, we need a sports car. And that's how the Chevrolet Corvette came to be.
Douchebags, ignite.
Exactly right. Break out your leather coat, gold chain, and let's go racing. Automotive Hall of Fame in 86. The Freep named him the third most significant Michigan artist of the 20th century, behind only Aretha and Stevie Wonder. This guy, Harley Earl, happy would have been 128.
All right, Matt. Well, for your alive guy, birthday of the day, beating out the Earl of Harley. Oh, I'm sorry, he's dead. Your alive guy birthday of the day, beating out one of my favorite Jamaican singers, Max Romeo, who is great and sampled by rappers often. We still have Jamaican news, but we celebrate a different Jamaican.
It's Jamaica news.
Now, I've seen this guy's name a bunch of times, but I didn't know, I guess, what a big deal he was. They say the greatest Jamaican bass player that ever lived. Perhaps.
What?
The greatest bass player
Come on.
Of all time, according to Bass Players Magazine. Aston Francis Barrett, a.k.a. Family Man, now retired.
Oh, yeah.
76 years old today. His brother and him were Marley's drum and bass combo. Also for Burning Spear, Alpha Blondie, Bunny Wailer, Peter Tosh. But I guess maybe more importantly, he taught and mentored the great Jamaican rhythm machine, the inspiration for a lot of the middle part of the Rolling Stones catalog.
How about
Sly
that?
Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare. He was Sly and Robbie's guy. And he played a jazz bass. He saw himself as a band leader. And that is how Barrett got the nickname as family man. And he took it seriously, Matt. He went on to father 41 children.
Oh. Hey, he now.
He had no kids when he got the nickname Family Man. But he, then he just got that thing working.
Foreshadowing, you know.
41 children.
That would make him a hell of a family man.
His prowess as a bass player and influencer goes way past Jamaica. Bass players everywhere worship his fertile puzza. He got a 2012 Lifetime Achievement Award from Bass Players Magazine, which is the bass player magazine of record. And in 2020, he was selected the number one bass player by Bass Player Magazine in their ranking of 20 legendary players who shaped the sound of electric bass.
So, how about that?
Aston Barrett, yeah. Cool to look up this one and listen for that bass.
Love a good bass line, cannot lie.
Well, that's who he is. He's the king of the reggae bass line.
Family.
Especially if you like all those Bob Marley songs.
Were 41 kids all by the same woman?
I think so. I think she blew them all out. Okay. Yeah. Just one.
There you go. That's something.
Just one vessel, Matt. Just one vessel.
And how old is he today? He's 35.
He's graduating college. No, he is 76.
There we go.
They have, like, some instrumental albums that are fun if you like that heavy bass.
Dig it.
It's Doug.
Bobo Dread?
No, he's not a...
That'd be sweet.
He's a Rasta, I think, but not a Bobo.
Okay.
Max Romeo, heavy Rasta, too. Not a Bobo. But Max Romeo's got a great song called Rasta Bandwagon about the white Rasta pasta.
Oh, I love the white Rasta pasta.
You should listen to Rasta Bandwagon.
There was a good one the other day.
Enjoy Bellarmine.
AM 570. LA Sports.
For over 60 years, Leon's Transmissions has been a trusted, reliable name and brand when it comes to providing excellent repairs for transmission, diagnosis, service, and maintenance. Leon's is a family-owned business specializing in one thing, and that's fixing transmissions. And they do it better than anyone, like a heart surgeon who only works on hearts. They only work...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.